we go.
God.
Every praise. praise goes on to God. Because why? I can testify that he is my healer, that he is my deliverer, that he is my way maker, that he leads me and guides me. I know that every person that's on this phone under the sound of my voice this morning can give a praise to God continuously, day in, day night, because he is constantly delivering us, healing us. Everybody got a testimony. And on this beautiful morning, don't you ever forget that we shall and will continue to praise him. Again, I say good morning, good morning, good morning. But just listening to that song, just keeps me wrapped up. I don't care how many times I hear it. It brings a fresh anointing in my spirit. It makes me get up and dance. It makes me get up and shout. It gives me the opportunity to tell God hallelujah however many times the Holy Spirit leads me to say it. So I encourage you this morning to give God his glory, exalt him, because we are supposed to praise him at all times. So don't you sleep. Don't you slumber on God, because he never sleeps. He never slumbers with us. Your motor should be running right now. Some of you should be dancing and shouting in your house because you're thinking about the goodness of God. You're thinking about where he brought you from. You're thinking about where he's taking you, and you're just glad about it. You're rejoicing. You're rejoicing this morning because you received the gift of life. You're rejoicing this morning because you're able to join this broadcast this morning as we come in one accord and on one accord, praising God. The word says when two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. So we're ushering in and welcoming the Holy Spirit this morning, knowing that God is getting ready to bring a word, a rhema word that's going to set some captives free, that's going to deliver some people, that's going to awaken some people, that's going to take people to the next level. How do I know? Because it's all in my spirit. It's all in my bones, and I feel what God has. So just know, on today, what God has for you, it is for you. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So as we sit right now, just give God his hallelujah. We tell you thank you, Father God. We magnify your name, Lord Jesus, and we exalt thee to the highest praise. And as you all know, we give honor to God at all times. We give honor to Apostle Temple and First Lady Temple. We thank Bishop Davis, who's going to be the man of the hour to bring us a fresh anointed word from God this morning. And as we buckle our seatbelts and get ready to go on this new journey, because it is a new day, which brings on a new beginning, and we know that we are in Christ, we will bring Mother Helen on the line to bring that southern welcome that she brings in. So Mother Helen, if you're on the line, come on and do what you do. And what you know.
Good morning, all our kingdom citizens. Good morning. On behalf of our Apostle Temple Spencer, Lady Elect, the Queen of the House, Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome you. We welcome you where our pastor teaches that God is a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper and a light in darkness. That's who God is. So sit back, tighten your seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say you are welcome. God bless you.
Listen to that beautiful welcome. Listen to that beautiful welcome as we enter into his gates with praise. As we know that we are in the presence of God, come on in with us. Don't hold back. Don't sit and be afraid. Let yourself go. Let God know that you're with him all the way and that you have an expectation this morning. And not only an expectation, you have an attitude of gratitude because you're here with him, that you're taking this ride with him this morning, that you're getting ready to receive a fresh anointing from the word, that the Spirit of God is in this place, wherever you're at. But most of all, he is in your heart, your temple, and you shall praise him, and you shall dance, and the word of God that comes forth, you shall receive it, and not receive it, be a doer of it, because God loves us, and he continuously pours into us, and when that cup is filled, he continues to pour more, and more, and more. And so on this day, as we come before the Lord, I ask you to come with a spirit of acceptance, with the spirit of receiving, and be a hearer, and then do what God, whatever it is that God has told you, whatever the word is getting ready to bring forth to you today, just know that it is a blessing from God. Just know that a man of God is bringing it, and God, it is what God wants you to hear on this day. It's not by coincidence. It is what God has prepared, and what he wants the Holy Spirit to deliver into your life on this day. So, as Mother Helen said, buckle your seatbelt, get in a position where you are ready to receive, get into a position, if it's sitting on the edge of your seat, if it's standing up, walking around, if you got to park your car to the side, if you got to get up and shut doors, do whatever it is. So nothing will separate you from the love of God this morning and the message that he has for you. So open up your minds, open up your heart, and tell God right now, Father, I need this word. Father, I thank you for being in our presence. Father, it is you and only you, Lord Jesus, that has woken me up this morning, and I am grateful. I am grateful, I am thankful. As we go into prayer this morning, I just need you all to know that we all need to be intercessors for this land, for everything that's going on, and know that we're in a place right now that God is not passing us by. He wants us to be in a place of prayer. He wants us to be in a place of fasting. He wants us to be in a place of consecrating, a place where we're communing with him all the time, that he is our number one priority. He is our focus, and we shall be reunited with him. Although he's here with us in spirit and truth, we need to be with him as well. We need to do the same thing, be in spirit and truth with him as well. So as we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord, just thanking you, Father God. Thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, because you did not pass us by, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, that you gave us the strength, Lord Jesus, and the willingness, Father God, to get up, Father God, to start a new day, Father God, a new beginning, Lord Jesus, knowing, Father, that you're walking with us, Father God, knowing, Father, that we're holding on to your unchanging hand, Father God, knowing, Father God, that it is you and only you, Father God, that has put us in a place of shelter, Lord Jesus, that has saved us, Father God, protected us, Father God, from all the terrors that may come by night, Father God. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, that you gave us the knowing, Father God, that we ought to get up and put on our full armor of God, Lord Jesus, so we can deal with anything, Lord, that may come up against us, Father God. We declare and decree this morning, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every word that comes up against us shall be condemned, because we are kingdom citizens, Lord Jesus. And we come before you this morning, Lord Jesus, with a spirit of expectation, Lord Jesus, with a humble heart, Father God, within an area, Lord Jesus, I'll say it all to y'all. Oh, thank you, Jesus, oh, where we can receive, Lord Jesus, and not just receive, Father God, that we can apply whatever it is in our life, Lord Jesus. We just love you this morning, Father God. And Lord, as the man of God come before you, Father God, let him do, put a new oppression, a Lord, bring a word in this atmosphere, Father God. Let everybody know, Lord Jesus, that it is you speaking, that it is you, it's your word, and that it shall come forth. Whatever it is, it's a helpmate. Whatever it is, it's a delivering word. Whatever it is, it's an awakening word. And Father, we just thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We just ask you, Lord, to pour your Holy Spirit into Bishop Davis, Lord Jesus, and use him in a mighty way. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. And Father God, we just continuously, Father, we continuously, Lord Jesus, just thank you and praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. It's not a second, Father God, that we should not go, Father God, with you not being on our mind, Father God. We shall stay in your presence, at all times, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your love, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the peace, Father God, throughout the storm, in the midst of the storm, Father God. We thank you for the endurance, Lord, for the perseverance, Father God. Just moving on, Lord Jesus. The word spoke to me and said, look forward, don't go back. I'm sharing that word with you this morning because God got something on the other side for you. All you need to do is try God and walk with him, talk with him, and let him be your God, because he is here. He is willing on this morning to lead you and to guide you. So I sit and say to you, don't be afraid. Don't hold back. Be courageous in everything you do. Be bold. Come to God in confidence and let him know whatever it is that you need, whatever it is sometimes, what you want, and know that he is that deliverer. He is that way maker. He is that healer. And we shall praise his name at all times. Amen, amen, and amen. Something about being in the presence of God will have you going on and on and on. But I say to you all on today, he is worthy. He is so worthy to be praised. God will take us out of our darkness and bring us into our light. All we need to do is trust him, and not just trust him, believe him. Even when things seem like they're so dark and bleak and so far away, I can just sit and tell you to continue to stretch your arms out to thee, and just know that God, no matter where you're at, whatever your circumstances is, whatever your situation is, if you ask, he will come and he will receive you just as you are. We just need to give God his praises right now. We just need to honor him no matter where you're at. Just honor God. Let's just give God an honor because he is an on-time God. Just give God everything that you got right now. Pour it down at his altar, at his feet right now. Empty yourself right now, just knowing that God is getting ready to fill you back up with a rhema word. He's never going to leave you hungry. Neither is he going to leave you thirsty, because he knows just what you need. He knows just what you want. He knows just what you deserve. In the name of Jesus, somebody holler amen. Somebody else shout hallelujah. Somebody else say God did it. Somebody else say it is well with my soul. Somebody, let the heavens know that AGM and everybody else that's on the line is here welcoming the Holy Spirit in on this beautiful Sunday morning. As we go now into our time of announcement, and if First Lady will be bringing the announcement, or Minister Latika, please come in at this time. And
God bless you, Minister Anita. I pray that the Lord continues to strengthen you. I feel your spirit It's just awesome. I thank you for the words of encouragement and thanking you for allowing the Lord to use you in such a mighty way. So I just thank God for you, and I pray that God continues to strengthen you and take care of everything that's needed in your life, because you give so much to everybody and everything. So again, good morning, ABM. Hope all is well with everyone. God bless you all. I just got a few announcements. So first and foremost, I want to definitely give all of our ABM youth just sending out prayers and good positive energy. I know that you all will start school. Some of you will be starting school on Monday. Some of you will be starting school the following Monday. But we just want you to just take one day at a time. We know that this will be different, but we are praying for you. We're keeping you lifted, and we want to continue to encourage your parents. If there are any resources that are needed in order to make sure that your kids have everything they need for this upcoming school year, please do not hesitate to reach out to Minister Harris. Do not wait until the last minute. Just continue to know that your ABM family is here to support you. We know that this is, we're still in a pandemic and there are different things happening, but we will all pull in as a family and continue to be there every step of the way. We want to remind you all about our Wellness Monday check-in. You all have been doing a phenomenal job with letting everyone know that your family is well, since we're unable to just kind of see you and love on you every Sunday. We just thank you that you're being in obedience and just letting us know that all is well. But we do want you to go an extra mile, and we want you to reach out to someone this on tomorrow. And sometimes we try to reach out to those who we think might be down, because we feel like that those are the individuals who we need to call. But sometimes the people who you think might be okay, those are the ones you need to lock into and pray and call and encourage them. You got to make sure that the ones who we feel like strong and got it all together, they also need encouragement. They also need for you to reach out and just let them know that someone is thinking about them. So I just wanted to be sure to say that, because we sometimes we forget about certain people. ABM, our Morning Glory, is still in effect. I want you all to continue to lock in on 7 a.m. Monday through Friday with Evangelist-elect Nita and Minister-elect Monica. They are doing an awesome job with making sure that they are hearing from the Lord, and they are giving us exactly what the Lord is telling us that we need on this day. We want everybody to make sure that you are tuned in, because our apostle is going to jump in this week and be a part of whatever it is that the Lord has on his heart. If you all were able to jump on, I think on Thursday, he gave us a word saying that God did it, and that was a word that just set the tone for the entire day. So if you've kind of fallen off a little bit and gotten complacent and not joined on the line, I want you to go ahead and get recharged and get back on. Apostle's going to be on with the ladies, and they're just going to do a great, great job in making sure that we are collectively commanding our morning. So be sure to see you on Monday. Tune in on Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. And, of course, we have our empowerment teaching on Monday at 8 p.m. with our very own apostle. We're walking through the word. We're excited about that. He continues to stretch us. He continues to hold us accountable. He continues to allow the word to be made very alive in our lives. And he's showing us things that we didn't even realize that was there. So please be a part of that. Again, it's on Mondays at 8 p.m. If the Lord tells him to tune in on another day throughout the week, you'll get a text from Minister Harris, but definitely Monday at 8 p.m. And then also, I want to give a birthday shout-out. We have a birthday coming up on Friday the 21st. Our very own Brother Ed Ponton, happy birthday in advance to you. He is a very special young man. I just want to just take a moment to just thank him for his obedience. And you all don't know, when we were in the midst of the pandemic, Brother Ed just came in and helped out the agency, and he didn't think twice about it. And he was a blessing to so many young boys who could have been hopeless or scared or discouraged because of this pandemic. He just stepped in. It was a true blessing. He made a mark on their lives. So I pray that the God continues to strengthen him, continue to keep his basket filled and everything that he needs. God continues to show up in his life because he is a willing vessel, that whatever it takes, he's going to be there. So I want to continue to keep him lifted, and I want you all to give him a shout out on Friday the 21st as he celebrates his birthday. And I believe that's all of the announcements that I have today. I want you, ADM family, to just continue to stay encouraged. We love you. We know that we are in some different times, but the one thing that I know, that God is always there. He is a very present help, and I'm just so thankful for that safety and that security. So we love you. Stay encouraged. Turn it back over to you, Minister Nita.
Praise God, First Lady. Praise God. Thank you for using words and sharing the announcement with us. We just thank you, an apostle, so much, because if it had not been for God on our side that led us in your direction, we're going to say, where would we be? I'm just you this morning, like all of the ADM feel the same, and all of our international listeners, our state listeners feel the same as well. Listen, saints, we're at a place right now. If you want to recall the spirit of the Lord that placed on Apostle Temple's heart to have communion every Sunday of this month, although he's not on the line, he is with us. So therefore, the word of God must continue to go forth. And as I stated, this is a sacred time as we prepare for communion. So what I ask everyone to get in a place right now where their mind is clear, their heart is clear, their spirit man is clear, their soul is clear, and realize that we are going, for every time that we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. So it's not just something that we sit and we just take, just to sit and say we take it. It should become in a place with deep sincerity. It should come in a place with deep reverence for God because of what this signifies, of where and what, how Jesus died for us. But he's leaving us bread. He's leaving us wine. He's leaving us things to remember him with. So as we prepare this morning, everyone should have their communion kit. You should already have your bread and your wine prepared to go before the Lord to show him exactly where we're at. We're with him, and we are remembering him. I'm praying that everybody is ready, and if so, on the night when Jesus was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Please, at this time, take your bread. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The blood. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. Drink the wine at this time. Just know, as the music is playing in the background, the blood of Jesus will never fail. It will never lose its power. When you may sit and think that things are just not going your way, that blood is still running through your veins. That blood is still available to you. That blood is still going up the mountains. It's going down in the valleys. It's going across the ocean. It's everywhere. Because we know that it will never, never, never lose its power. So as you have been at this moment right now, showing remembrance to Jesus, showing remembrance to what his blood, that blood that was shed on Calvary meant to you, just know that God is in a place where he is joyous at this moment, because you are remembering just what took place. So as we move forward right now, I know, because I feel it in my spirit, that we are getting ready to be blessed by a true, devoted, faithful, loyal man of God that hears from God and that sees from God, that hears and that sees things from God. He has visions, he has dreams, and he speaks them forth as the Lord tells him to. I know that his words have blessed me on many times, especially that sermon that took place 2 weeks ago, the blood never loses power. I'm in a place of expectation right now to see what God has for us on today. And as I said to you before, and as Mother Helen said to you, buckle your seatbelt and be prepared for what God has for you on this day. Good morning, Bishop Davis. Turning it over to you.
Good morning, Evangelist. Awesome job. To God be the glory. Thank him. I thank him for allowing him to use you as he is. Thank you, Apostle Spencer, Lady Spencer, ADM, and all of those who are listening by the way of telephone this morning. Every praise is to our God. We should praise him in the morning, praise him in the noonday, praise him in the evening, praise him late at night. The Bible declares in Psalm 150, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Have he blessed anybody on this line today? Then you ought to praise him. Have he healed anybody today? Then you ought to praise him. Have he set anybody free today? Then you ought to praise him. Every praise belongs to our Lord that sits above and looks down low. I want to bless you all. I thank you all. And Today's word, I just tell you, and today's word is blessing. It's a blessing. It's the mercy of God. It is the mercy of God. And he just said, Bishop, just encourage my people today. Because of everything that's going on, I need them encouraged, and I need to let them know that I'm still with them despite of what it may seem like. I am still with them no matter what it may feel like. I am still with them no matter what it is acting like in their life and round about them today. I am still with them. So I just bring you a few moments of word of encouragement from two passages of scripture. One is going to be Psalms 118, verse 16 and 17. Psalms 118. Verse 16 and 17. And the word of the Lord said, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does validity. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Here in this passage that David is talking, and David is talking about the mercy of God. And he said, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. and the right hand of the Lord. And when I looked up the word hand, the hand balanced people. The hand gripped things. The hand holds things. So the hand of the Lord balanced us. The hand of the Lord grips us. The hand of the Lord holds us. And the hand of the Lord also protects us. And then verse 17 says, I shall live, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Well, back up in verse 16, after exalting and the hand, the word vanity, my sisters and brothers, stuck out to me. And I said, Lord, what does that word mean? Vanity means bravery. It means determination. To be brave in this time of life, we have to be determined in this time of life. So God is telling me and told me and myself this morning, he said, tell them that they shall live and not die. Tell my people that they shall live and not die. Why? Because I am exalted high. I died on the cross so they may have life and life everlasting. They shall live and not die. Yeah, there are many that is going on before us. There are many that we know of that is leaving us, but you shall live and not die. And then he took me on over to Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verse 1. And he said, the hand, verse 37 and 1 say, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, in the midst of a valley which is full of bones. So the Lord said, the hand, the balance, the grip, the hold, the protection, I got you. And what I'm going to do with you, I'm going to rest upon you. What I'm going to do with you, I'm going to cover you. What I'm going to do with you, I'm going to protect you. What I'm going to do with you, I'm going to keep you. What I'm going to do with you, I'm going to hold you, I'm going to exalt you, I'm going to lift you up in the midst of this pandemic above everything. Why? Because you are my child, you are my disciple, and I am going to balance you, I am going to grip you, I am going to hold you, and I am going to protect you. Why? Because my hand is upon you. And no matter what it looks like around you, you shall live and not die. And then the Lord says in verse 37 of Ezekiel, he said, not only that I'm going to cover you, not only that I'm going to balance you, not only that I'm going to hold you, not only that I'm going to protect you, I'm going to carry you. Wherever you need to go, I am going to carry you. Wherever you need to go, I am going to deliver you. No matter how the road may seem to have a blockage in it, I am going to lift you up above that and carry you over that. It's just a valley that you are in right now, but the valley is a narrow place, and the word said the narrow is the way of the Lord. So you are in a place of narrow to burn some stuff off of you, to cut some stuff from your side that you can go on a straight road. Why? Because that straight road is the way to your destiny. That straight road is the way to Christ Jesus. And he said, not only is he going to carry you, he said, I'm going to set you down. I'm going to carry you to a point until I get you where you need to be, and I'm going to take my hand and place you down in a position to possess that which I have ordained for you to have. So that for my sisters and my brothers, in order you to be positioned, in order for you to be possessed, to position, to possess that which God has for you, you shall not die, but live. You will have life and life more abundantly, but you have to stay with the Lord. You have to stay in his word. You have to continue a prayer life. You have to continue your relationship with him, and you have to continue to love one another. And God said that you shall live and not die. And in Ezekiel, he said, and he caused me to pass round about them. God is going to cause some things just to pass you by. Hey, all right, because you must declare and decree his works. You must be a living testimony for the people. You must declare and decree the works of God. Why? Because you are or should be a living, you should be a holy sanctuary. You should be the God that people may not ever see of God, but they can see you as a representation of God. So we have to begin in the midst of this pandemic. We have to begin to declare the works of the Lord. We have to begin to decree and to declare that the blood of Jesus still works. We have to declare and decree that the Holy Ghost is still in power right now. We have to declare and to decree he is still delivering. We have to declare and decree that he is still in the miracle working business. He is still a promise keeper. He is still a way maker. He said that he's going to set you down so that you'll be able to shout or speak to a dead situation. My God, my God. And he said what? He said what? And God said, if the Son of Man, can these bones live? He's asking you a question. Can you live? And he said in verse 3, he said, and I answer, O Lord God, thy knowest. God, you know what I can do. Lord, you know what you have called me to do. Lord, you know what you ordained me to do. Lord, you know what I need to do. Yes, he know, but do you know? When you know that he has put his spirit in you, when you know that you have received ye the Holy Ghost, and the Bible declares when you have received the Holy Ghost that you should have received some power. And the power is life. The power is deliverance. The power will set your sin sick soul free. Do you have the power of the Lord? And when you begin to of the Lord through the Holy Ghost, then he empowers you to speak to a dead situation. If you're feeling some things around you are dead, let them die. Let the dead bury the dead. Because if there's life in you, there is life more abundantly. So I declare today and I decree that you shall live and not die. And the Bible says, and again, he said, then prophesy to these dead bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, O ye dry life, moisturize. Ha! Holy Ghost, let the rain fall down and moisturize a dead situation. Moisturize a dry position. Moisturize a dry valley. Let the rain from heaven fall down upon us today. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall down upon us today. Let the Holy Ghost, the pneuma, the breath of life, resuscitate the one that are feeling down, the one that is feeling defeated, the one that is feeling abused, the one that is feeling misused, the one that is feeling lack of love, the one that is feeling like they are all alone. Holy Ghost, have your way in their life. Introduce them and give them a new breath. So I speak to the wind of the north. Say, breathe on them. I speak to the wind of the south. I say, breathe on them. I speak to the wind of the east, and I say, breathe on them. I speak to the wind of the north, and I say, breathe. Holy Ghost, breathe new life into each individual that's here, the sound of my voice and your word of God. Because why? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I am anointed to preach the word. And when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you will be anointed to live and not die. You will be anointed to teach the word of God, and you shall help other people live and not die. You'll be able to help other people strengthen when they are weak. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Are you your brothers and sisters' keeper? Yes, you are, because the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you, and you shall live and not die. So I commission you today in the name of Jesus Christ to live a healthy life. I declare and I decree that you should live a prosperous life. I declare and then I decree that you live a wholesome life. I declare and then I decree that you live a unified life in Christ. When you have seen me, you have seen my Father. I pray that you to declare and that you decree that the Lord's hand is upon you. I declare and I decree that the Spirit of God dwells in you, and every dry place is now moisturized by the Holy Ghost, and the wind that's blown the rain in your life. Spirit of the Lord, rain down on me. Rain down on me. And the Bible says that when the winds begin to come together and the wind begin to come from each direction, the Bible says then sinew came, the bones came, the breath came, and everything began to make a noise. There was a rumbling. I feel the Holy Ghost saying there's a rumbling in your dead situation. If I'm reminded when he was on the third day, early that Sunday morning, the Bible declared that there was an earthquake, and the earthquake represents a rumbling. I feel a rumbling wherever you are. There is a rumbling in the spirit. There is something that is igniting your spirit. There's something that is shaking you up. There's something that's trying to free you, and that something is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is around you, so right where you are, because the Holy Ghost is moving right now. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to shout hallelujah. Begin to shout bless you. Begin to shout yada. Begin to shout holla. Begin to shout bless. Begin to shout barak right now in the name of Jesus, and let that shake in and shake some life back into your dead situation. Shake some life back into a gloom and doom situation. You shall live and not die, declared the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. You shall not die, but you shall live, because the hand of the Lord is upon you, carrying you, and he is carrying me away into safety, because he loved us so much that he stepped out of eternity into time. He stepped out of eternity in time into the flesh and walked among us to show us the way, to show us a new way, to show us that what happened to separate us in the Garden of Eden came to life to restore us in the Garden of Gethsemane and the Calvary's cross. I want to tell you today, my sisters and brothers, that God said that you shall live and not die. You may be seem like all the breath has been knocked out you, but just know the Holy Ghost is here to restore you. You may seem like you've been left out all by yourself, but I just want you to know that the Holy Ghost is here to resuscitate you. You may seem like everybody has been biting you, bite stabbing you, and have turned away from you, but I want to let you know, God said, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, because you are in my hand, and I come to give you life and life abundantly. I come to balance you. I come to grip you. I come to hold you. I come to protect you. And I want to set you in the place that you're supposed to be sitting in. Blessed is the man that not sit in the seat of the scornful, but he that delight himself in the law of the Lord. But he delight himself in the law of the Lord and meditate on his word day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does, it shall prosper. Hey, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which they're driven away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of righteousness. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You shall not perish, but you shall live and not die, because the mercy of God is with you. The grace of God is with you. So I leave this with you, my sisters and my brothers, from the Psalm of David, to let you know that you shall live and not die. When you find yourself in the valley, lift up your head. When you find yourself getting weak and weary, lift up your head. When you find yourself thinking that you're all alone, lift up your head. When you think that nobody is there, nobody will talk with you, nobody will walk with you, nobody will come to your rescue, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So lift up your head, my sisters and brothers. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And when the King of glory come in, you shall live and not die. Father God, I thank you now for bringing life. I thank you now for bringing mercy. I thank you now for bringing a new way. I thank you now for strengthening the ones who is feeling weak right now. I thank you now for the ones that feeling like they are all alone. You shall live, my daughter. My daughter, you shall live no matter what they say to you. You shall live and not die. No matter what the doctors say, God said, you shall live and not die, because you must declare the works of the Lord. You must be able to speak his word to a dying generation. You shall live, my son, and not die. God said, because I need you to declare my work and let a dying world know that they shall live, and they live in me, and I live in them. If they abide in me, I will abide in them. If you don't know Jesus, you got to get Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, so that you may live and not die. Run that shake it up, oh, she. You shall live, my sisters and my brothers, and not die. You are covered in the pandemic. Stay with God. You are covered in whatever they want to name it. Name it your God. And the blood of Jesus will cover you. Your household is covered. Your children is going to be covered. Whatever method of education they are them to get, just know that they are covered, because God said they shall live and not die. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, evangelist. Back into your hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah.
Baby.
We thank you today, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for bringing the word of God, Father God. We thank you, Bishop Davis, for being a true vessel and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. Because the prophecy came through, Lord Jesus, and the conditions was with them. Please don't let it pass you by. Please listen to what the Spirit is saying this morning. Listen to what the Spirit is saying this morning. Because he loves us. And not only does he love us, he need us. He need us to decree and declare his word. Do not let the Spirit pass you by. Because it is here right now. Just reach out and grab it. Reach out, open your heart right now. I see it on the Let the Lord use you. name of Jesus. As we end this broadcast this morning, stay in the vein, because God has unleashed a word for us to grab hold to and be doers of. Listen to what the word of God say. Be a hearer, because it was spoken in the name of Jesus. As we close this broadcast, just know that we love you, but God loves you most. And again, Bishop Davis, thank you, mighty man of God, for allowing God to use you on this day. We pray to burst you right back into you. Everything that came out, we pray it right back in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we say amen, amen,
amen,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name, see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And please do not forget about our 8 p.m. empowerment time, when the Lord constantly uses our faithful apostles to bring rhema words and feed us daily, that daily manna. So you do not want to miss it. We love you and enjoy the rest of your day. Amen.
Amen.
Pour it out till every drop is gone. I wanna pour it out, pour it out till every drop is gone. Thank you.